Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
You know what's right around the corner? Two things.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving,
Christmas.
Yes.
Cold weather. Oh, wait, that's here.
Yeah.
It's going to snow this week.
Yeah, I thought it was going to snow this morning.
Not quite. It was still above freezing.
Yes.
It was cold. My feet were cold today.
So cold weather can mean a couple of things. Yes, Thanksgiving is
around.
Hibernating. So maybe you're snuggling down at home and you're listening to KFUO. Nice, cozy
place. Which would be fantastic.
Next week is Rally Week.
Yeah.
So
that's exciting.
Yeah, Rally Week at KFUO. We'll share more about that. But it's your opportunity to pledge your support to KFUO and we have a little thank you as well for those who pledge their support at various levels. It's a beautiful Christmas CD, Advent and Christmas CD from our friends at St. Paul's Music Conservatory in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Something else right around the corner, Thanksgiving, yes.
Which means Black Friday.
Black Friday, which is an Olympic event for many people.
Yes, it is.
Some of us will take that advantage of that opportunity to get outside. There's a hashtag surrounding that, hashtag opt outside.
It's one of my favorite hashtags.
And who better to help us dig into getting outside than our friends Steve Johnson. He's executive director of Lutheran Valley Retreat in Woodland Park, Colorado. Steve-o, good to have you with us this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be here. I appreciate the time.
How are things in beautiful Colorado this morning?
You know, we've already had our first two snows, so you just gotta get used to it. It's awesome. So,
but snow in Colorado is like cool. I don't know.
It's still cold. And now it's to the point where it doesn't leave, so we just get snow. We won't see green grass until May. So, but it's awesome.
Oh,
we love it. So,
you have snow on top of snow, is what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty awesome. We love it, and you know the ski areas are starting to open up around here. Mm-hmm. So, the excitement of the winter is here. So,
is there anything going on at LVR throughout the winter, or is it a little bit calmer time for you there?
It is a little calmer for the next 2 months, and then January we start doing winter retreats, you know, broom ball, we do sledding, and then a bunch of stuff. You know, we're pretty much an outdoor camp. We have a meeting space inside, but ultimately we get outside year-round, and it's amazing what God's given us. So,
I really want to talk about broom ball. Maybe it's because I'm from not Colorado. What is broom ball?
Oh, my God. It's basically we have a pond, thick ice, and you know, we just get out there with brooms and a ball, and it's basically, you know, the poor version of hockey.
Got it. It's hockey.
She's from Michigan, so hockey.
I understand
makes
hockey
sense.
Language.
There you go. And that's one of the things we do up here, and we get, you know, that consistent cold winters that allow us to do it, and it's amazing. So.
That sounds fantastic. And it sounds like a great activity for hashtag opt outside. Can you tell us what this hashtag is all about?
You know, it was something that REI, which is a company that started out here, I think, in the west, you know, west side of the United States. And they started 4 years ago basically saying, you know, the stress of Black Friday, it was not healthy. Not healthy for their employees, not healthy for their customers. And so they shut down. They're an outdoor equipment store, and basically just said, get outside. Don't come to Black Friday, you know. And some of us say, yeah, let's do that. I agree. I can't handle the stress of running to get the best deals because, you know. And then others say, you know what, we got our routines. We love the events of Black Friday, but I'm the guy that says, let's get outside. No one else is out on the climbing rock. Let's go. So.
So I suppose both could induce some adrenaline rush, you know, the shopping on Black Friday or getting outside and enjoying the outdoors. What do you love about being outdoors, whether for you or for the whole family, Steve? What are the benefits that you see in being outdoors? Mm.
The biggest benefit to me is, I could already tell because I'm taking the time to get away from things. And a lot of times it's with my family as much as possible. It's not, I ain't perfect at it. But, you know, we get outside as much as we can. We don't have our phones. And that time of getting outside, no matter what activity we're doing, whether it's mountain biking, rock climbing out here, or just simply hiking, it's the conversations, it's the time, it's the focus time. Letting my, well, for me personally, I get that time alone with God sometimes and letting God know he's number one in my life. And with my family, it's letting them know that, yeah, they're so much important to me that I get this time with them. We're going to take time. Time only goes. We don't get time back. So how we spend it is important.
Yeah, there's something pretty special about what I call my therapy in the woods when I get on my mountain bike and just like disappear onto the trails for, you know, 2 hours. Yeah. It's just so therapeutic sometimes to just kind of escape.
Well, and you know, it also helps get the brain in check, keeps the emotions in check a little bit. And for me, I know it helps me just realize, man, there's something greater out there that I'm serving, and then put things back in perspective. And it's really calming. I mean, that emotional health is huge, and I think getting outside helps with that.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and this is, you know, Black Friday, it's the day after Thanksgiving when we just hopefully celebrated all of these gifts that God has given to us, hopefully.
Yeah.
How can being outside, maybe in the woods, maybe on a frozen lake, I don't know, how can that help us give thanks to God?
You know, just recognizing that he created, you know, I think we got to be careful to worship. We got to make sure we're worshiping the creator, not the creation. Anytime we get outside and realize that God made all this for us to take care of, but also for us to enjoy. And so I believe we're, you know, by getting outside, by looking at what he's done for us through creation, let's put it that way, that he made all this for us to enjoy. And then the more important then for me, I make the relation that says, you know, this scenery that we have, the outside, the woods, the trail, is all a gift, yet he still gave us a greater gift through his son, Jesus, that we are his most important creation. Christ didn't die for the mountains or the trees or the trails. He died for us and rose for us so that we can live. And that's the perspective I get when I go outside, that he did all this for me, but even did more. He gave his son, which is incredible to me. I still love it. Still smile.
Thanks be to God. He gives us this this creation to enjoy. We still live in a fallen creation. And right. Speaking of falling, when I'm in the woods, occasionally I do that fall. Yeah.
I have not run into a tree yet. Almost.
Yes, out running and hiking. I have not run into a tree yet. I've taken a few dives a few times. Ironically, most of those happen more so in the city on sidewalks than in the woods. I'm more alert when I'm in the woods. A few tips for us if we plan to opt outside to help us stay safe this fall, this winter, especially as the cold weather approaches.
You know, I think the biggest safety is always, water, drinking water. And then, you know, making sure that water doesn't freeze in the winter. Mm. But then, you know, clothing. So putting your water in a backpack, and that's big time. And keep drinking water. Stay away. Don't bring sodas on the hike. You know, and as far as safety, I think what I've learned is, as I've gotten a little bit older, is I don't like to fall on my mountain bike anymore. So I'm a little more conservative on my mountain bike. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to fall anymore. And clothing is huge. You know, it's cold. But, you know, there's so much good technology with clothing about, you know, things that can keep you warm, even in the snow and the rain, the wool socks, the shoes that are, you know, aren't going to let the air in, sweaters, backpacks, layering up so that you can take layers off, put layers on if it gets a little colder. And we know it's hard. I know it's hard to get out with the kids, and it takes 2 hours to get prepared for an hour-long hike. I know that, but it's worth it. It's worth it for the kids. So
you make that part of the fun.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is part of the fun. And you know, what do you do with it? You know, what do you do with the family, you know, with the young kids? And, you know, you can tell they're getting cold, but you still want to get on a hike. We just prepare for that, you know, and that's always hard. And just getting the kids outside for a little bit. And each time we get kids outside, they go a little longer, a little bit better. They enjoy it a little bit more. It is worth it. It is worth it. to have that meaningful time with them.
Absolutely. So. No screens. You know, we spend a lot of time around screens these days, whether it's at work or at home. Get away from some screens and see real things that are not on screens. That's a great idea. We've only got about 30 seconds left.
Man.
I want to encourage people to check out Lutheran Valley Retreat as well, lvr.org. When does camp season begin for you?
You know, we have our winter season come up in January, and then, you know, that the end of May, beginning June, we're rocking right away with our summer. You know, and if anybody's listening who's a college student who is looking for a summer job, we're starting to do the interview processes and getting that going. We love what we do. We're an outdoor camp, and we pride ourselves in it, and we just crank it outdoors for Jesus.
Check out lvr.org, Lutheran Valley Retreat. Steve Johnson, Executive Director, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you, Andy. Have a great day.
Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.